Hello, I'm Darren Bird, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, of course, you'd be aware there's been some fantastic rain across the region, so that means there'll be a further easing of water restrictions for properties connected to Toowoomba's bulk water supply, and that'll be happening from Monday, March 15, as the dam storage has now exceeded 15%, which we haven't done for quite a while. Water restrictions have been eased from extreme to high level. Now, this means that residents can use a bucket to water their gardens after 4 p.m. or before 8 a.m. every day except for Monday. Washing your car using a bucket is now allowed at any time. In addition, watering your garden or washing your car using a handheld hose with a trigger nozzle is allowed for 30 minutes each week, and that's an odds and evens basis. So for odd numbered properties, this is between 4 p.m. and 4:30 on Saturdays, and for even or unnumbered properties, it's between 4 p.m. and 4:30 on Sunday. Residents aged over 70 or with a disability can apply for concessions by phoning the WaterWise section of Council on 4688 6253. That's 4688 6253. And just a reminder that the rates discount ends on March 16, so ratepayers are advised to pay their general rates bill by 5 p.m. next Tuesday, March 16, and that ensures that they get the rates discount. Payment options are listed on the back of your rates notice, so have a look there and get in before 5 p.m. Tuesday. The next ordinary meeting of council will also take place on Tuesday, March 16, and that's from 9 a.m. at the Clifton Service Centre. So for more information there, please contact 4688 6356. And just remember, the public is most welcome at these meetings. And for the avid readers in the community, the Friends of Toowoomba City Library invite you along to search for a good read at their book sale on Saturday, March 20 and Sunday, March 21. There's excess stock and it's available for sale from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Saturday and then from noon to 2 p.m. on Sunday. And that's at 27 Victoria Street. So get along, grab some books and get yourself a bargain. Regional artists are invited to submit proposals for exhibitions in the Cam Robertson Gallery, and that's from August 2010 to July 2011. For conditions and application forms, contact the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery during opening hours, and that's on 4688 6652. And just remember that applications close on Friday, April 16. And just on the gallery, Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery is presently hosting An Artist's Journey. Now that's an exhibition and book launch of works by well-known Queensland artist Rex Backhouse-Smith. Now Rex has lived and worked in the Toowoomba area for 17 years, and his book and works will be on display until March 21. So if you get a moment, get down there and have a look at that. It's well worth seeing. For something completely unique, the Toowoomba Community Organic Garden is hosting an edible landscapes workshop on March 28, and that's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. A donation of $10 is required, and for more information, call Mary Mountford on 4613 1393. That's 4613 1393. People involved in the food industry are invited to a food safety course at the Rogers Room in the Highfields Cultural Centre on Thursday, April the 1st. The session runs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and there'll be light snacks included. Now the subjects will suit food industry professionals, caterers or casual helpers who handle food at school, community or sporting events. So bookings are essential by phoning 4688 6824. That's 4688 6824. It's worth remembering too that Council is offering free swine flu injections at its Little Street Immunisation Clinic from 12:30 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. So with the colder weather just around the corner, that might be a good one to get down there and get yourself prepared for winter. As always, if you'd like more information on Council's services and departments, then please visit our website www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.